Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
thank you for joining us today on this podcast. What are your goals and expectations? According to the New Oxford American Dictionary, goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort, while expectation is a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in future. As believers, we must set godly goals and have expectations that we will achieve them. However, this can be difficult except we manage them well. Today, as we study the Word of God, we are looking at the topic, your goals and expectations. Our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied.
What are your goals and expectations for this year? Were you able to achieve them? Today's message is about the importance of setting goals and managing our expectations. Today, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life and lose sight of what we really want to achieve. But by setting goals and working towards them, we can stay focused and motivated to make progress in our spiritual, personal, and professional lives. Our Bible text today from Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4 says, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied." This verse reminds us that diligence is essential in achieving our goals. It emphasizes the need to be proactive in pursuing our dreams, rather than simply waiting for things to happen to us. What are your goals and expectations for next year or the future? Are you ready to involve God in these and approach them with diligence? God wants us to trust Him for everything and back up our trust or faith in Him with diligence. Apostle Paul, when writing in Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, says, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul was not saying, "I wait, sit down and expecting it without taking steps." He said, "I keep pushing forward, even when the road ahead seems difficult." This is a reminder that our ultimate goal is not earthly success, but rather to follow Jesus and fulfill the purpose He has for our lives. So as we reflect on your goals and expectations today, remember to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and His plans for you. Trust in His guidance and seek His wisdom as you work towards the things you hope to achieve. And don't be afraid to ask for help or guidance from others along the way. With God's help and the support of people around you, you can accomplish great things. Brethren, as you set your goals and expectation for the future or the coming year, consider taking the following steps. They shall help you. 1. Seek God's guidance and wisdom. As you set your goals and make plans, it's important to seek the guidance and wisdom of God. Psalm chapter 32 verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." Trust that God has a plan for your life and seek His guidance as you make decisions and take steps towards your goals. 2. Set clear and specific goals. In order to achieve your goals, it's important to be clear and specific about what you want to accomplish. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men." By setting clear and specific goals, you can focus your efforts and track your progress as you work towards them. 3. Make a plan and take action. Once you have set your goals, it's important to make a plan and take action towards achieving them. James chapter 2 verse 17 says, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Trust in God's guidance and take the steps necessary to make progress towards your goals. This might involve setting smaller, achievable goals along the way, or seeking out resources or support to help you achieve your objectives. 4. Be patient and persistent. Achieving your goals won't always be easy, and there will likely be setbacks and challenges along the way. But it's important to remain patient and persistent in your efforts. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up." Always trust in God's timing and keep working towards your goals. Even when things get tough, you must not be weary. Finally, be thankful. It's important to remember to be thankful and give thanks to God for the progress you make towards your goals. Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." Today, take time to thank God for the opportunities and blessings He has given you, and trust in His provision as you continue to work towards your goals. What are your expectations and goal for the coming year? I don't know how much you are able to achieve this year, but God can give you a new dawn as you surrender your aspirations to Him. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." God can do for you even more than your expectation. Trust Him as you work towards your goals. As you go today, I pray God's grace be sufficient for you in all you do. As you lean on Christ, may His face shine upon you, and may He crown your effort with success in Jesus' name. Say these words of prayer after me. Lord, I put my hope and aspirations in You. Please, strengthen me and grant me the grace to achieve them. As I work, trusting in You, let me find favor as from today on, and let Your mercy speak in all I do. Today, I declare success, divine breakthrough and the blessings of God into my life in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Zechariah chapter 13 and chapter 14. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 21. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.